Well, we made it back, and proud to report that there was no visits to the emergency room all week long. Yay! Exciting. That's always one of our goals, safety, and bumps and bruises and such, but all is well. And this morning, we want to give you a taste of what the experience was like, help you to understand some of what happened, what God is up to in the midst of it, from both our middle school group and our high school bunch as well. To help us start in on that is our scripture for today out of 2 Corinthians, and Matt's going to come up and share that with us. Awesome, Matt. Thank you.
But we have this treasure in clay jars so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. But just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with Scripture, I believed and so I spoke, we also believe and so we speak. Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will bring us with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. Because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Matt. The passage in Corinthians gives us an image. Those of us created by God are like jars of clay, simple pots, a dime a dozen. They would have been everywhere in the first century with multiple uses. And the glory, of course, is that in every simple jar of clay, God is at work, doing something magnificent, creating something beautiful. And that is so much of what we saw throughout this week, whether it was in Green Bay or Louisville. God at work in very simple ways, very profound ways. And we want to share some of that with you today. Kelly Carl is here as our middle school director and key leader for the Wild Faith Bunch. Kelly, tell us a little bit about your week and what you guys were up to.
So our Wild Faith Middle School Youth Group went back to Green Bay. We partner with an agency called YouthWorks. They have been planning youth mission trips for over 30 years, and they really know what they're doing. Although my group was small and mighty, we did join with several other churches throughout the Midwest, so there were over 65 middle schoolers this week serving the Green Bay area. They did things such as working at the Boys and Girls Club, working in soup kitchens, thrift stores, domestic abuse shelters. My particular work group was at a nursing home the entire week. We spent the first half of the day working in their huge, elaborate, beautiful gardens, and the second half of the day hanging out and playing games with the residents. That sounds fun, we played games, but it was really pushing all of us past our comfort zone. There were many residents that couldn't speak, so we had to find a way to offer them companionship and communicate with them on whatever level they could, and basically just show them God's love. I just want to say I'm so proud of all of you. You definitely impacted those residents. You shared God's love with them, and I know they will always remember you. I also am very proud to be a part of a church that supports youth mission work, especially for the young kids. 11, 12, 13-year-olds are at an age where they're always told, just wait till you get old enough. And they are old enough. They are incredibly impactful and have a lot to offer. So thank you for supporting us.
Awesome. Thanks, Kelly. One of the middle school team here, Brianna Smith, is here to share a little bit of her experience and what it was like, and to help us catch a taste. So thank you, Brianna.
Good morning. I'm Brianna Smith. This is my second Wild Faith mission trip. This year we went to Green Bay, Wisconsin. All six of us here went to a nursing home for people with disabilities. At the nursing home, there was a big garden that was so beautiful, but it did need some work. Every day, we always got to have time with the residents living there and to either talk or play games with, which was all fun, but we did have to work. We had to weed the whole garden, trim bushes, sweep and clean the walkways, take out plants and water some of the plants. This may not seem like a lot, but it really was with such a big garden. I think we can all agree that we all had a lot of fun, even if it didn't sound like it was. The theme of the week there at the church we were staying at was the good life, where we would have activities every night or along with a video having something to do with a good life. A good life for me would just be surrounding myself with the people I love and having fun. This mission trip meant a lot to me because I got to go back and become closer with the friends I made last year and also meet new ones. Also because I have three friends that came that have never gone on one for Wild Faith, and they got to experience what I got to experience last year. This mission trip was super fun, and I can't wait for next year. Go Basic Chicken Nuggets. Thank you.
Nice. Thanks, Brianna. Brianna talked about the theme that they studied and dwelt on throughout the week, the good life. The high school group, we had a little different theme throughout. It was really talking about what do we see? What do we see around us? Because all around us, all the time, there's so much going on that we don't see. There's so much even just in the air around us. If we had God's eyes, we could perhaps see all the radio waves, microwaves, and everything else surrounding us right now. We could see all the particles we're breathing in and out, the spirit at work alongside us. And so part of the challenge in our journey of faith is to open our eyes wide and to see where God shows up, where God surprises us, perhaps in so many unexpected places where we didn't think God was, but the more we pay attention, the more we realize, yep, God is there. And there's a lot of different ways God shows up that way. And so Daniel's going to share a little bit about his experience. Come on up, Daniel, as one of our freshmen and first-timers this year. So welcome. Come on.
So, hello. I'm Daniel. I'm a freshman or incoming sophomore in the group, and I would like to talk about what we did at Louisville. Or Louisville, how the locals say, Louisville. So on the way there, I had mixed feelings about going because I was kind of excited and I was kind of scared because it was a place I've never been before, but I had this whole amazing group right there to have my back. So it was really fun. But, all right, so I'll get started what we did. The first day, I was on the demolition crew, and we got to take down a old water treatment building. And it was actually a lot of fun because we got to take down a building. So there's a lot of hammers. And so that was a lot of fun, and that really got me excited about the whole mission trip. And the next day, we went to Wayside, and we helped out a lot in the kitchen, and we got to meet this amazing person named Mel, who was really amazing. So he had this autobiography about his time in college, and it was just a very exciting experience there. And on Wednesday, we worked on a bridge, or no, I worked on a roof, and I almost fell off a couple times. And then I thought, maybe I shouldn't do this, so I went with Brendan, and we did some weed whacking with a half-broken weed whacker, which was fun. But on Thursday, we got to finish the roof on the bridge, and there's this time where I had to, like, slide on top of the bridge and put on the roof cap, and if I, like, slid a little bit too much to the right, I would fall off, and if I did slid off a little bit too much to the left, I would also fall off, so that was fun. But on Friday, I kind of really realized what this entire group is about, and it's actually quite amazing. The program itself helps shape who we are, and it's just a really great program to lean on, and it's almost like a second family to me. And I realized this during the last rope, which was very emotional for a lot of us because we have a big group of seniors that are leaving, and just a lot of emotions going in and out, and it was really fun. So I'm really excited about the next mission trips and years to come. So thank you.
Awesome. One of the unique things about this particular mission trip this year, as I've been given some of the history, was the ways in which the students rotated in different projects, did different work throughout the week rather than be together on one project all week long. And that was exciting. That was fun for us as advisors, because we would sort of anchor the projects and get to work with different students day by day. And to see who knew how to hold a drill and who knew how to paint or do some roofing. And the reality was very few. And that's what's awesome, is that through the week, day by day, we got to help sort of come alongside and train and then watch them shine and watch them take care of that roofing nail that when they started went like this. Instead, by the end, bam, 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 moving on quickly without reservation, in so many other ways. It's fun to see our kids shine, and they did. They did in so many ways. Our passage talks about things that are seen and unseen. We focus, because we can, on the things we see. So on any given mission trip, there are the things we see. There are the projects that get done and that we work on. But what we realize is that God is up to so much more on what is unseen, on shaping our souls, our personalities, our character, our group, our interactions. And that's what's the most powerful to see. Rachel's going to come on up and share some of her experience as a senior. She's been on many of these trips. And as she comes up here, just to imagine a group of 45 gathering day by day, working together, eating together, laughing, playing. We won't talk about all the different kinds of games we played. There were some good ones, some others that are kind of interesting and weird. I don't know. I won't divulge that. I've been sworn to secrecy. There are some things that happen on mission trip. Stay in mission trip, right? Okay. Mum's a word. But it's all a part of the way God's shaping us. And it's fun. Powerful to watch, powerful to be a part of. Rachel, share us your story.
Hi, everyone. I'm Rachel Carl. I'll be a freshman at Illinois State this fall, which means I have just completed my sixth and final youth mission trip at WPC. Yes. So 4 years ago, when I walked into the Purple Room for my first day of high school youth group, I had three goals that I wanted to complete by the end of my senior year. The first one was to make a bunch of cool new high school friends. The second one was to help others and do as much service as I could. And the third one was to not be known as the daughter of the middle school youth group leader. And as I stand here today, about to leave for college, I'm really happy to say that I think that I've completed all three of those goals. Sorry, Mom. But I want to focus on most is that second goal, the one about service. Don't get me wrong, we did plenty of volunteering in middle school, but high school was definitely where it started to play a pretty big role in my life. I have a quote for you guys. And it says, "Help others and give something back. I guarantee you will discover that while public service improves the lives in the world around you, its greatest reward is the enrichment and new meaning it will bring your own life." That was said by Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm a much more caring person today because of the unique perspective that this work and service I've done over the last 4 years has given me. It's shown me the lives of others and has taught me not to judge, but to be unconditional with my kindness. Some of my peers in Wildfire refer to me as Mom because I'm constantly yelling at them not to do stuff. But it comes from a place of love because you guys are all my family, and family looks out for each other even when, you know, we're joking around. But if I think you're going to get hurt, I'm going to tell you not to do that. This week we tackled a lot of different tasks. We organized pantries, we nailed shingles. The nailing group that I was in, we named ourselves the Shingle Ladies. We painted, we washed walls, we built a roof over a bridge, and much more stuff. That bridge in particular, almost every single member of our group worked on it one day or another, and each day we added more and more into it until finally the final product was done on Thursday. And it was really cool because you could see the progress each day. And that bridge was actually an Eagle Scout project that allows all of the young campers at Cedar Ridge Camp to avoid walking on the busy road next to it. They can just take the bridge instead. It also, since it has a roof on it, they can use it as shelter from rain and whatnot. So it was a really great example of a tangible mark we were making on the city. And it was also the embodiment of 4 days of nonstop teamwork and trust, and I really couldn't be prouder of it. I'm leaving for college in a little under 2 weeks to study zoology so that I can help protect God's creation, which is my favorite type of service. And I really think my future plans would be quite different if it wasn't for the service that I've done over the past 7 years with these youth groups. So I can't wait to see who the rest of my peers become once they're standing in my shoes now. And I encourage everyone to go out of your comfort zone and help others in a way that you might not have done before, because you never know what might happen. You never know what might change in your own life. I'll finish here with a very well-known piece of scripture, but it's one of my favorites nonetheless. It comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 35 through 40. "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?' The king will reply, 'Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.'" Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel. Indeed, as we served in all those different projects, as we learned the different skills, as we came together project by project as teams, we saw each other change, encouraged, built up, supported. One of the mission trip traditions, the last night is what's called Final Rope. I know many of you have heard about it before. It's really a time of sharing about the experience of the week. It's a time for the seniors to share their wisdom and advice of 4 years in the group and their hopes for us. Most of all, it's a time when you begin to hear this community of kids and adults come together in a place of support and encouragement. Through here, the barriers are all gone. All the different high school categories that normally apply are sort of cast aside. And you just hear support. You hear love and respect and trust, vulnerability. And the more I listened to it Friday night, the more I was struck that we were experiencing something. God was giving us a little taste. A taste of what heaven, I think, must be like. Where there is this connection for every person together. This support that's unwavering. It tastes like heaven. It's why when we come back, everybody is hyped up and jazzed about the experience. Because they've served together, they've shared meals together, they've done everything together for a week. I think that's the ultimate sort of experience of Christian community. And when it's done well, it is a taste of God's presence and God's kingdom life. But the challenge, of course, is that we don't live on mission trips. We go on a mission trip occasionally. So what does that mean for us as jars of clay today? Jars of clay into our work week, into back to our homes and our neighborhoods. Well, I think it means we can still experience that taste of heaven, but it happens in different ways day by day. We have groups coming and serving with us for the next several weeks in recovery after the flooding here. Perhaps coincidentally enough, as we were gathered in Louisville, Kentucky, I got a phone call from a gentleman who was a part of a Kentucky disaster assistance group. And they were getting a team ready to come stay here. They're coming tonight to work in Lake County for a week. What? How did that happen? We went there and served, and they're coming here to serve. Oh, God is up to something. That's fun to watch, fun to experience what God is doing. Throughout the next several weeks, there will be groups staying here, needing our help, ways that we can be people of hospitality. That's another form of service. They'll be going out on different projects, helping folks clean up from the floods over the next several weeks. We can help with that too. We don't have to go somewhere else to serve. We can serve right here in the kitchen. We can serve right here bringing water, bringing supplies, helping to cook meals. Any and all that are ways we serve right here. As we do that, we begin to taste it, to see what God is up to. The things seen and unseen. The ways in which we as simple jars of clay begin to shine. When God uses us. God, we are humbled that you use these simple pots. We are imperfect, broken in many ways, and yet you take that, you take each one of us, and you shine through us. And so, Lord, give us eyes to see you this week. Eyes to see you at work in the ordinary places. Spirit, move and embolden us to respond to the needs around us, whether it be helping in flood recovery or simply paying attention to a neighbor we didn't know before, supporting a coworker going through a crisis, and so much more. Lord, may we serve with your love, your mercy, your grace. We've tasted it, and it is good. May we continue to do so. In Jesus' name, amen.